Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We've been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives, lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up to soft on the potty. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked. It's our potty.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 4 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow, tomorrow 29, overcast. Lows dip down to about 3 above. Tomorrow night, 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Greetings, one and all, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music for this week, the show that has all the elements for success, and we're going to be showing you one of those elements today. That's right, today on the show, we're going to be looking at songs about fire, the first element. This is going to be a sequence of shows about the original four: fire, water, earth, and air. We're starting with the hot stuff tonight, so stay tuned and join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Hi. I forgot your name, whatever. My point is, hi, your head's on fire. Oh damn, you must have got one of them combustible heads. I read an article all about them. You're on fire, I won't lie.
Set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart, I have but one desire. And that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me. Darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
One of the great vocal groups of all time, that was the Ink Spots with I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. And we open the show today with my favorite band, They Might Be Giants, with You're on Fire. Let us turn now to the 1980s and a band who had a very big hit named after their name, Big Country, and In a Big Country was their big hit. From that same album, they had a smaller hit that came out that sounded actually quite a bit like In a Big Country. So, if you like the sound of the first one, you'll probably like the sound of this one. Here's Big Country with Fields of Fire.
Between
decline to walk the line. They tell me that I'm lazy. Worldly wise, I realize that everybody's crazy. A woman's voice reminds me to serve and not to speak. Am I myself or just another freak? You know there's fire in the hole and nothing left to burn. I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn. No, no. With a cough, I shake it off and walk around my yellow stride. Should I hide or eat my pride or wait until it's good and right? My life is boiling over. It's happened once before. I wish someone would open up the door. Don't you know there's fire in the hole and nothing left to burn? I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn.
Jasmine Lucia Elizabeth Jennifer Vanden Bogard, better known by her stage name of Birdie, doing a cover there of the James Taylor classic Fire and Rain. And before that, we had Steely Dan, Walter Becker, and Donald Fagen with Fire in the Hole. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn to the early days of rock and roll where, you know, most of the first rockers were known for picking guitars. Well, here was a piano banger, I guess is the only way to put it, who had a wild and crazy stage show and turned out some great rock and roll. So stay with us to find out who's next on WFHR.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that twin on my thumb? We'll never somebody show him fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. But in this courageous, just great balls of fire.
I'd rather be you.
Sean Ono Lennon there with Friendly Fire. And before that, we started off this set with the great Jerry Lee Lewis and Great Balls of Fire, the killer at his best. Let's head on back to the year 2005 when a fake band, well, virtual band it says here, created by Damon Albarn and the artist Jamie Hewlett, released the album Demon Days, which was a gigantic hit throughout the world. And it had a lot of interesting collaborators, including the person on this track. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. Dennis Hopper. Yeah, Dennis Hopper. Collaborating with Gorillaz and their song, Fire Coming Out of the Monkey's Head.
Once upon a time at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the trick to the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich scene fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into cacophony, so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, time has come to see. There's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me now?
If your memory serves you well,
And that was Superfire by Girls Against Boys, a classic 90s rocker band. And before that, we had The Band. From their breakout album, Music from Big Pink, that was This Wheel's on Fire. Well, coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to turn to the 1980s and one of the best-selling albums of that decade. Every track on it is a Stone classic. And we're going to pick one off of it that matches our theme. Surprise, surprise. Stay with us, everyone, here on WFHR.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Couple of people on fire there. Better put them out. That was Alicia Keys with Girl on Fire. And before that, it was the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, with I'm on Fire from Born in the USA. So when they were together in the 1980s, the British band The Smiths were known for their somewhat lengthy and odd titles to their songs. And when Morrissey went off on his own, he kept it up. And here's another great example of his artistry. I don't know, you decide. Here's Morrissey with Hairdresser on Fire.
Here is London, giddy London. Is it home of the free or
setting the woods on fire.
I gas up my hot rod stoker. The band will play hard as a poker. You'll be broke, but I'll be broker. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. We'll sit close to one another, up one street and down the other. We will have a time, oh brother. Settle the woods on fire.
From Bitterman to Gaslight, Byers leaves the stage. Olds takes notes when the black on guitar burn together hot in rage. You've got what it takes. You say too much. Van Ronk says to Bobby, she's the next real thing. Crowd's in the hell flight, screaming like a banshee. You're in the boat, babe, we're in the water. You say too much.
And that was Late Stage David Bowie from his 2013 album, The Next Day. That was You Will Set the World on Fire. And before that, we had Johnny Burnett with the Hank Williams classic, Setting the Woods on Fire. That's going to wrap up this first hour of Seth Faces the Music for the week. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for hour number two coming up on the flip side of the hour. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you there.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.